Well, it's time now to talk a little bit of A-League and obviously the Premier League, and our man Robbie Slater joins us on the line. Good morning, mate.
Love that play on.
Ah, the play on. It's sensational. Mate, how did the move go, by the way? Are you still moving?
Yeah, that move was a little shimmy and I cut inside and curled it into the far corner.
No. The moving of the house that Laurie and I couldn't make.
DK, seriously, in all seriousness, my thoughts of you at the moment are a bit like this.
We used to be mates.
What are you not doing? You're not doing this interview from in there, are you?
No, of course.
You're a funny bugger.
Hey, you
are different, aren't you?
What do you mean I'm different?
what did you make of it, mate? The Newcastle Jets had plenty of chances last night against Wellington, but it was 1-1.
Yeah, and in the end they were a bit lucky, TK, because Glenn Moss saves the penalty in the 88th minute. It was a tight game. I thought it would be. It's a pretty good point for Wellington because it keeps them well ahead of Newcastle. And I think that's about it for the top six for Newcastle because they really needed to win to close in on Wellington because, of course, they're in sixth and seventh position. So pretty good operation for Wellington. But Newcastle, it's been a story of their season. I mean, last week they took their chances when they thrashed the Wanderers 5-1. But last night it was a little bit back to what has been the story of this season.
Sydney FCs, are they morals tonight against Brisbane Roar?
Yeah, look, it's always difficult. You're playing against a team that has no chance of making the top six, that has had an awful season, both on and off the field. And you always think, Laurie, you know what it's like, when you're challenging for the premiership and you play these kind of teams, they always seem to win one.
Yeah, they lift
on the running. You just don't want to be the team that they beat. So, Sydney, it's all about attitude, isn't it? When you're playing a team like this, it's about attitude. You've got to battle first, and then hopefully your football takes over.
Yeah, they're short at tap.com.au, aren't they? $1.58, but you expect them to win. And we're going to see the Gooch for the first time.
Hope so. Yeah. Look, I know Aussie fans, outside of football fans probably, wouldn't know much about him. It's not in the Del Piero range or the Keske Honda, but this guy's a very good player. He's got a great CV. I'm hoping that, he'll be one of the best players to have come to this country. So it's a real good pick-up for Sydney FC.
Have the tab got it right here, Rob? Western Sydney Wanderers, $1.80 favourites over the Central Coast.
Jeez.
Mariners, $4.
They got beat 5-1 last week.
I know. Listen, and at home. But they'll be glad to be away from ANZ. I reckon tab.com, and of course you can find my tips and markets and all your guys' tips on the tab app. But I reckon tab.com got the dartboard out, and one side is Western Sydney Wanderers at $1.80. The other side was Central Coast Mariners, and they just whichever way the dart landed, I think they just put them as favourites.
Would they be a sneaky go, the Central Coast at $4?
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah,
they're a very sneaky go. Mate, I mean, Wanderers do have Mitchell Duke. It's a good pickup. He did score in that 5-1 debacle against the Jets, but 100% there. I find them very surprising odds.
So do I. Melbourne City, $2.20 favourites. Adelaide United, $3.20 outsiders.
Yeah, very close this one. Melbourne City, it's a team that you sort of go, sometimes you think, wow, they could win the league. And other teams, you're left disappointed. Last week was one of those cases when Sydney really quite easily beat them 2-0 at Jubilee. And Sydney was certainly not at their best. Melbourne City do seem to play better at Amy Park, so I'll go for Melbourne City because Adelaide, Melbourne is not their favourite city when you look back in the history of their fixtures.
And Melbourne Victory, $2.20 favourites up against Perth Glory. The outside is $3.10.
Yeah, well, it's a big home advantage. And they're hoping, and I'm certainly hoping, of what was supposed to be just 1 week missed. I don't know how many weeks it's been now, but hopefully Keske Honda's going to play.
Yeah, that's if he doesn't play, the Glory at 3.10 would be good value.
I see you're looking for
I'm always looking for value. Always looking for value, Rob.
I know you're looking for value. I know. That summed up some of your origin selections.
Hey, mate, I wasn't a selector.
Hey,
I was in charge of the result.
Robbie, your boys don't lead the Premier League table anymore.
Oh, no, it's a joke of all jokes. Bloody wish I could choke you. You started this conversation.
But it's a tough week for them, mate, because they've got
Of course it is.
They've got Bournemouth now.
Yeah, and they're playing Manchester United at Old Trafford shortly. Look, there is a long way to go.
Yeah, sure.
But certainly that is a psychological blow, even though they've got a game in hand, Liverpool. The City sit on top. And, you know, when you look at the table, that's the harsh reality when Liverpool... Yeah, really should have been sitting 7 points ahead just 2 weeks ago, and this wouldn't have happened. You know, two draws, and certainly it's not only the draws, the fact that they drop points, the fact that they're not playing well, and that's something. You know, when your results aren't going your way, if, you know, at least if you're playing well, you know that they're just around the corner. But this will be a nervous one against Bournemouth at home, but they should win.
All right. What about Man City and Chelsea?
Oh, good game.
Well, we all know who I'm going for, so I'm going to tip Chelsea. I've actually on the tab app tip a draw here.
Okay.
Look, I'd City a clear favourite, and they seem to be back in the groove. But yeah, it's a big game. They did beat Arsenal, of course, last week, and they got Chelsea this week. I think Chelsea might just get a point off them, but that is said with toes, fingers, everything crossed.
All right, but you're tipping the draw there.
I'm tipping a 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. Okay, well, just
Sergio Aguero to score the opening goal.
All right. And Tottenham, how would you rate Tottenham season, mate? They should be winning against Leicester. That's on Monday morning, $1.65.
Tottenham. Look, injury has affected them.
Harry Kane.
Particularly with Harry Kane. Yeah. But, yeah, look, they're a good season. They didn't add to their squad at the start of the season, and I thought that would hurt them. I don't think it's hurt them as much as I thought it was, but, look, a fairly decent season from Tottenham's point of view. A Champions League spot would be deemed a success, which looks certainly within their grasp, and I think they'll win. I think they'll beat Leicester 2-0 when Son Heung-min as your first goal scorer.
Well, you can go to the Tab app, tab.com.au, and get all of Robbie's predictions for the weekend of the Premier League and also the A-League. Robbie, we'll let you unpack those boxes, mate.
No. You have to go. Can I just tell you a quick one?
Yes.
This is quality, right? Telstra yesterday had a nightmare with Telstra. They better call me back today or else I'm doing something. I don't know. They don't want to know. But this is one of the best ever. Right? So I'm on my fourth person, 47th minute with Telstra. Fourth person comes on, he goes, hi, sir. He says, I'm going to have to get your details. I said, mate, I've given them to the other three guys. I said, it's 47 minutes. I just want a telephone line. And the guy goes, yeah, that's fine, sir, but I'm in a new department. I'll have to get the details. He goes, can you give me your full name and your date of birth? And I said, okay, again, Robert David Slater, 22nd of the 11th, 64. And he goes, thank you, sir. He goes, would that be 1964? I said, no, mate, it would be 1864. I said, it's the worst service from Telstra in my 154 years with you. Can you believe it?
Would that be 1964?
Would that be 1964?
Oh, he's had a big night. The bloke on the other end of the phone.
You know what?
He had a bad dream.
That's good. That's good. Quality. Good on you, Rob.
See you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.